听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book four.
Unit 70, film extract, lesson 139, Kramer versus Kramer, section 1.
Ted, I'm leaving you. Ted. Keys. Here are my keys. Here's my American Express card. Here's my Bloomingdale's credit card. Here's my checkbook. I've taken $2,000 out of our savings account because that's what I had in the bank when we first got married.
Was this some kind of joke?
Here's the cleaning. Here's the laundry ticket. You can pick them both up on Saturday. You have to
Joe,
pick them up on
Saturday.
Joe,
you want to tell me what's the matter?
I've paid the rent, I paid the Con Ed bill, and I paid the phone bill, so...
Well, you really pick your times, Ted. Well, I'm sorry that I was late, but I was busy making a living, all right? Come on, okay? Can we stop now?
So, that's everything.
Hey, enough, all right? What are you doing? Where are you going? Come on, just tell me what I did. That's all. Just tell me what I did that's
so
terrible.
It's not you, it's not
you. Then what is it?
It's me, my fault. You just married the wrong person, that's all. I can't,
okay,
can't.
Let's just go inside, please.
I can't, I tried. I swear.
Joanne, please, now, just, I'm sorry.
Now, don't make me go in there. Please don't make me go in there. Don't make me go in there.
We'll
if you do, I swear, one day, next week, maybe next year, I don't know. I'll go right out the window.
Oh, please, now, come on now. What am I doing?
I'm not taking him with me. I'm no good for him. I'm terrible with him. I have no patience. He's better off without me.
Please.
And I don't love you anymore.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Your mommy right before the week was up.
When's she coming back?
Well, hold your horses. That's what we're going to find out right now.
Sure.
Okay. Read it. My dears, sweet Billy. It's you. Mommy has gone away. Sometimes in the world, daddies go away, and mommies bring up their little boys. But sometimes a mommy can go away too, and you have your daddy to bring you up. I have gone away because I must find something interesting to do for myself in the world. Everybody has to, and so do I. Being your mommy was one thing, but there are other things too. And this is what I have to do. I did not get a chance to tell you this, and that is why I'm writing you now. I will always be your mommy, and I will always love you. I just won't be your mommy in the house, but I'll be your mommy of the heart. And now, I must
run, go. Run, go! Where'd he go?
We're going to read this another time, okay?
Don't care.
Louise, you want to get that? Louise, it's ringing, honey. Yeah, hello. Yes, who is this? Joanna.
How's your job?
Fine. Vice president of nothing. No, really, it's going good.
Excuse me, would you like a drink?
Whatever she's having.
White wine.
Wine.
How's Billy?
He's terrific. He had a last one a couple weeks ago on a playground and he cut himself. It was really scary. I ran him all the way to the hospital. He's got a little teen scar, but he'll be fine. I've been worrying that it's my fault.
No, don't do that. You can't even see it from a distance. Sometimes I sit in the coffee shop across the street from his school and watch him. He got so big.
You've been watching him from the coffee shop?
Well, I've been in New York for about 2 months now, so...
I didn't know
that. Anyway, that's why I wanted to talk to you today, because... Last time you saw me, I was in... pretty bad, really bad shape. Yeah, I was.
Well, you look really lovely now. What?
I have a whole speech.
No, go ahead.
I don't know. All my life, I've felt like somebody's wife or somebody's mother or somebody's daughter. Even all the time we were together, I never knew who I was. And that's why I had to go away. And in California, I think I found myself. And I got myself a job. I got myself a therapist, a really good one. And I feel better about myself than I ever have in my whole life. I've learned a great deal about myself.
Such as? No, I'd really like to know what you learned.
Well, I've learned that I love my little boy, and that I'm capable of taking care of him.
What do you mean?
I want my son.
You can't have him.
Don't get defensive. Don't try to bully me.
I'm not getting defensive.
Who walked out of the house 15 months ago?
I don't care.
Joe.
I am still his mother.
Yes, from 3,000 miles away, and just because you sent a few postcards, it gives you the right to come back
him.
Here?
I never stopped wanting him.
What
and
makes
loving
you so
him?
Sure he wants you?
What makes you so sure he doesn't want me?
Okay, look, we're going to sit here and bat this back and forth like it was for 8 years. It's like old times.
Well, you can't deny me.
Don't tell me
baby.
What I can or cannot do. Don't talk to me that way.
I
don't want to get into this. Look, you're going to have to do what you're going to have to do, and I'm going to have to do what I'm
very sorry about this.
Okay, just do what you have to do.